Corey eased into her chair and thumbed through the files sitting on her desk. Their administrative assistant, Kaylee, always placed the files of the client she'd see each day in the center of her desk in the mornings. The tabs had the names of each patient written on them, but Corey had also printed out labels of their names in Braille and placed them on the front of each folder. Corey reached out and grabbed her mouse. It was right where it always was, and clicked. A female voice talked Corey through maneuvering within Mr. Treadaway's online file and medical history. She made some notes in a recorder she kept on her desk. Kaylee took the device and typed up her notes on each person at the end of every day. Finished with her preparations for Mr. Treadaway's adjustment, Corey stood up and walked back to her office door. Her assistant, Sean, should have been in her office by now. He would know by now that Mr. Treadaway had arrived. They always went over his radiographs, so Corey would know which vertebrae she needed to concentrate on. She'd never work on a patient without the review. She didn't want to hurt someone, or God forbid paralyze them by adjusting the wrong place on their spine. Sean was about her age, 32, and married with two kids. His younger child had been in a swimming accident a year and a half ago. 5-year-old Robert fell into their neighbor's pool and wasn't missed for approximately 10 minutes. By the time they found him and fished him out of the water, he'd been clinically dead.